Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Rushkowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Gassaway. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Gassaway. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Wilkins applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco juggles the ball. That's an error on Rocco. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Makovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Makovich reaches third base with a triple. Embry goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Wilkins reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilkins moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilkins scores. Estilella moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Siri reaches second base with a double. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siri moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siri scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Rutschkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutschkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rutschkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Embry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Charlie Gassaway. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Burns scores. Metro moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to third. Wilkins moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Black now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Makovich moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rushkowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocco moves to second. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Embry bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to third. Rushkowski moves to second. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Makovich hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rocco scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rushkowski scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. Meyer scores. O'Day moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill McGee now playing first base. Jim Pruitt now catching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rutschkowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rutschkowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rutschkowski for a passed ball. Rosenthal moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Embry hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Makovich is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rutschkowski for a passed ball. Pruitt moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wilkins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Embry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siri is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.